Standing Your Ground. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The feds have decided to investigate the shooting of that unarmed teenager last month in a gated community in Sanford, Florida.
All right, what is your...
gunshots.
You just heard gunshots?
Yes.
That was the sound of a self-appointed neighborhood watcher named George Zimmerman shooting 17-year-old Trayvon Martin, who is black. He claimed self-defense, and the local police decided not to arrest him, which is why the boy's family demanded a federal investigation. But the feds can't punish Zimmerman for the boy's death. They can only punish him if they find he was deliberately targeting blacks. So they'll be examining the numerous calls he's made to the cops when he's seen suspicious people, like this call.
And are they? What do they look like? Are they white, black, or Hispanic?
Black males, two black males in their late teens.
But does that indicate prejudice, or is it just a description? As for the shooting itself, under Florida's Stand Your Ground law, all a defendant has to do is provide facts to show his resort to force could have been reasonable, which is exactly what Zimmerman did in the minutes before he fired.
Yeah, now he's coming towards me.
Oh, God.
He's got his hand in his waistband.
As it turns out, all the kid had was Skittles, iced tea, and a cell phone. Perhaps he was reaching for his cell phone to call for help himself when he realized he was being followed by this stranger. In fact, under Florida's law, Trayvon Martin might have been able to make a case for standing his ground. He might have been justified in drawing his gun. But being 17, he wasn't legally allowed to carry one. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.